Hello, welcome. It is Bowerly on News Radio 930 WBEN. I will not be talking about the cartoon today. Yesterday, in fact, we spent very little time talking about the cartoon yesterday because it's like, I said, it's the old cliche, if a tree falls in the woods and nobody's around to hear it, did it make a sound? And it's kind of funny because just as an example of that, I ran into somebody last night who actually subscribes to the Buffalo News, and he's not even close to death. And he's a subscriber. He didn't even see the cartoon until I pulled up a press release on the telephone and showed it to him. And he was shocked by it. His wife also happens to be Jewish, but that had nothing to do with his shock and disgust at what he saw. But I will just say this: if you want an example of how not to do public relations, look at what the dying Buffalo News, dinosaur media, dying newspaper, look at how they're handling this situation. You don't even have to know what cartoon I'm talking about. Just know that the cartoon pissed off an awful lot of people. And frankly, with good reason, because if you can't, well, with one corner of the cartoon, if you can't tell the difference between something you'd see in Der Stürmer back in 1930s Germany and the Buffalo News in 2023 Buffalo, New York, if you cannot tell the difference content-wise, you've got yourself a bit of a problem. And I think David said on his show today, all they really had to do at the beginning was, we made a horrible mistake. The appropriate people have been disciplined. It's a personnel matter. We don't discuss personnel matters in public. Because remember, it's not like a guy draws a cartoon and it automatically gets in the newspaper. It had to go through some kind of a chain of command. So there are probably two or three people minimum involved in deciding whether or not the controversial cartoon was going to make the local dying newspaper. But I you know what? Seriously, I can't dwell on it because as we discussed yesterday, I know I said I wasn't going to talk about it, and here I am talking about it. But as we discussed yesterday, the newspaper is dying. The people who subscribe to the newspaper are dead or near dead. And that's it. You don't see, and I've been actively looking, okay? You don't see people reading the paper anymore like you used to. You used to go out, even in the last 30 years, you know, you'd go out on a Sunday morning and you'd go to a diner and have chicken souvlaki or something for breakfast. And how chicken souvlaki became a breakfast food, I'll have no way of knowing ever. But people would have the paper. The restaurant would have a paper. And people would be reading the paper, burying their faces in the paper. You don't see that anymore. What do you see? You see people burying their faces in their cell phones. And chances are they're not reading the Buffalo News for various reasons. And the Buffalo News is not some rarity. The entire medium of newspapers have changed. People just don't. We're not a newspaper society anymore. We're an internet society. And that's where people go to get their information. And depending on the situation, people turn to local radio to get their news. There was one local station over a year ago that covered the blizzard of 22 live, nonstop for three or four straight days, actually more than that, but morning, evening, afternoon, overnight. And then there was one local station, the public station, that was missing in action. They didn't even make it. They didn't even make an attempt to cover what people needed to hear. I mean, and for something to be a public station and then be absent during one of the most horrible public disasters in Western New York weather history, it's a bit of a head scratcher to me. And the other thing too, that I think is worth mentioning is, if I had expressed a viewpoint that was drawn in the local dying Buffalo News, there would be, well, first of all, I wouldn't be here right now, okay? At least suspended, probably terminated, and there would be marches against WBEN and hate speech and white supremacy and racism and everything else. But the Buffalo News gets a pass because it is, again, it made a choice many years ago to be in bed with one political party, one political ideology, and the silence from the usual suspects who ordinarily, believe me, these people would be all over this radio station if they had a viewpoint, if anybody had a viewpoint that was expressed in the newspaper, in the cartoon by a guy you've never even heard of. You know, the silence is absolutely deafening, and you can learn a lot by what people criticize and what people choose to ignore. And again, I don't even know why I'm spending 15 minutes talking about it, because nobody saw it. Not because very few people read the newspaper anymore, because it's dying. It's not even worth responding to. In fact, I would bet you anything, if this radio station hadn't talked about the cartoon, probably very few people would know it existed, okay, except for the local Jewish community and anybody with half an ounce of decency in them. It's an ugly, ugly, ugly thing. But you know, here's, let me just go down one more avenue here before I get to what I want to talk about today on WBEN. And no, I'm not going to offer any synopsis of 2023. I'm not going to offer any synopsis of what I think 2024 is going to be like. It'll just be more of the same crap from Albany, more of the same crap from Washington, more of the same crap from mainstream media. Nothing is going to change markedly in your life. Maybe in your own personal life in 2024. But, you know, I find it, it's very telling when the usual suspects who, again, if Donald Trump or Ted Cruz, if they had expressed verbally what the newspaper expressed in a quote-unquote cartoon. I always thought cartoons were supposed to be funny, by the way, or at least not, you know, if not funny, they should at least make a valid point, like Thomas Nast's cartoons back in the 1800s about the Boss Tweed gang in New York City and all that stuff. Take note of the people who have remained absolutely silent about this cartoon, and take note of the fact that they've basically turned into a bunch of mutes. They refuse to criticize an institution which decided long ago to only endorse one side in any political contest at 95% of the time. I don't know the exact statistic, but I don't think I'd be very, very far off. And it's very telling, this selective outrage when some people say things. It's worthy of condemnation. It's worthy of protests and marches and you might even say insurrections when some people say things. But when other people say things, either with words or with pictures, it doesn't even make an impact. It's like a gnat crawling on an elephant. Does the elephant even feel the gnat? I don't know, because I'm not an elephant. I'm not a gnat. But anyway, it's just the whole thing is just, if you want. David was talking about making predictions, looking into the future of 2024. I don't know that it's going to happen in 2024, but at some point, probably sooner rather than later, there will be no Buffalo News as you know the Buffalo News today. Its subscriber base is shrinking every day. Its readership is dying off. The people who do read it, who are seniors on a fixed income, they're bailing on it like my mother did, because they raised the price and they took away the reasons why she bought the paper to begin with. And they lost themselves. Somebody who had subscribed to the Buffalo News for well over 50 years, and even the last few decades, she was not a big fan of the content, or lack thereof, of the newspaper. But basically, when they raised the prices and when they took away why she subscribed to it, that was enough for her. And I think I made this point yesterday, but if you call to subscribe to the paper, you'll get a human being pretty fast. If you call to cancel your subscription to the paper, it's like trying to get out of a timeshare. You know, somebody out there should start, some lawyer should start a business on, if I can't get you out of your subscription to the Buffalo News, if I take you to a client, you don't pay. That would be very appropriate and very, very funny. So I just literally spent 15 minutes talking about something I said I wasn't going to discuss. What a total tool. All right, tool of the year, I would nominate me. But I mean, 2023, personally, it's been one of the most messed up years in my life, and I am very happy to see 2023 go by and welcome in 2024 and the re-election of Joe Biden. It is 20 minutes after 2 at News Radio 930 WBEN. I mean, he could be an eggplant and he'll still win the election. It doesn't matter, because it's, well, I don't want to go down that road. I don't feel like having myself hauled into court, but I have about as much faith in American republicanism, and I don't mean that as a political party. I mean that as a political theory and ideology, a republic versus a democracy. I have about as much faith in the fairness of the system here as I do probably in Russia or North Korea. It's just, and not only that, we talked about this the other day. It's all political theater. It's all theater to distract the public from what is really going on. And we've done certainly plenty of conversations about the assassination of President Kennedy. And all I can say is, if you can get away with whacking a president on a street in broad daylight in Dallas in 1963, under conspicuously suspicious circumstances, and nobody is held accountable despite a mountain of reasonable doubt as to the story we were told, you can get away with anything, including this big fraud that we call politics in America. Oh, sure, your local county executives, they'll pose in front of plow trucks, and mayors will do what mayors do and cut ribbons and draw budgets and stuff like that. But in the big picture, do you really think it matters who's in power, or do you think, politically speaking, or does it really matter who Oz is behind the curtain? And I happen to believe that the real big picture is who Oz is behind the curtain. It's not the picture you see on the placemat at the restaurant where they put the placemat featuring the presidents of the United States of America. In fact, right next to me, I actually have a a waste bin. I have a paper waste bin with all of the photos of the presidents of the United States. And this thing, you might have one at home, too. You might have one at work, wherever. But the last president, this thing is so old, is Jimmy Carter. He gets the big picture because he was president when this thing was made. All right. So we have a lot of things that we are going to get into today on WBEN. At least I hope we're going to get into them today on WBEN. Let me start off with something that has been rolling through my mind since yesterday. Because we ended yesterday's show with the God thing. Yes, the God topic. And somebody called in and said, and I'll paraphrase, I'm not going to quote, I'll simply paraphrase. Somebody said that they had experienced a miracle, okay? And what she said was that she was in incredible pain, and she was praying for relief from the pain. And that the relief from the pain came according to the prayer that she was giving out. And it got me to thinking, and do not play the Jefferson Starship song, Tanner. But you can, actually, at the bottom of the hour, if you're so inclined to do. But have you, at any point in your lifetime, either experienced or witnessed an honest-to-God, according-to-Hoyle, miracle? Sounds like something out of Pulp Fiction. Oh, wait a minute. It is something out of Pulp Fiction. Have you experienced an absolute miracle? Now, doctors, for example, I was watching a show the other night, and I don't know when, I don't know where, I don't know what channel, because I am constantly flipping back and forth between things. Even though I don't get cable and I don't get over-the-air broadcast TV, I've got enough stuff comes through my TV somehow that I've got plenty of things to watch. But somebody had this horrible case of cancer, and it went away. And I think we had a story similar to this on the show, which made me say, huh, maybe there's a topic in this. But the tumor that was supposed to be very, very aggressive and very, very malicious and all that stuff, it just vanished. It went away. And a doctor is not going to say, in all likelihood, well, I've just experienced a miracle. What they're going to say is, huh, spontaneous remission. So that's kind of interesting, I think. So what the lady said yesterday was she often prays for relief from pain, and she considers the pain relief to be a miraculous thing. Now, you might have had another kind of miracle happen to you. And we also had a guy yesterday, and I've been wrestling with this call too, who was supposed to have been with his family on Pan Am 103, supposed to be on that flight which blew up in the 1980s over Lockerbie, Scotland. And I thought to myself, okay, for the caller and his loved ones, kind of a miracle that they changed flights. But for the people who got on the flight, it wasn't a miracle for them. It was the last thing they ever did, except, you know, whatever happened after the plane blew up, thanks to Libya, supposedly. 803-0930 is the phone number. Have you ever experienced a miracle? And we toss the word miracle around a lot. The Olympic hockey team, 1980, miracle on ice, the Miracle Mets. Have you ever experienced, in your lifetime, have you experienced it or have you witnessed a miracle? For some people living dissolute, miserable, horrible lives of addiction and all kinds of misery, sometimes they turn things around and they become a completely 180-degree different person. maybe that's a miracle. I don't know. Maybe you've seen that, without, of course, naming names, because then we'll be issuing apologies on the radio station. 803-0930 is the phone number. *930 on the cell phone, and 1-800-616-WBEN. 803-0930, *930, 1-800-616-WBEN. And what's really cool here is I'm going to be very upfront here. If you call right now, you're going to be on hold for at least 5 minutes. If you wait till about 2:35 and you start calling, your hold time is going to be significantly reduced. And I don't have traffic or anything this hour, so I can get to you without further delay. On News Radio 930 WBEN. All right, so kind of a follow-up, but not really a follow-up to what we talked about yesterday when we got into the whole God subject, but miracles. Do you believe in miracles? Have you actually experienced or seen, witnessed a miracle? And again, we do toss the word around an awful lot. 1980 Olympic hockey team, miracle on ice. I don't even know if it's copyrighted, but that's pretty much what people were calling it all along. 803, isn't that the game that put, was that the one that put Al Michaels on the map? I'll have to go back and look at my broadcast history. 803-0930, *930, 1-800-616-WBEN, and it's a great time to call now. Here's Bob in Williamsville. Bob, you're on WBEN. Miracles, do they really happen, or is it just a bunch of hokum?
Well, I'm not completely sure, but I have a personal experience that directly involves a miracle, and I'm doing quotation marks in the air. Many years ago, there was a very large insurance gathering in Buffalo called I-Day, and the guest speaker, there's usually like 1,200 people there. The guest speaker many years ago was Coach Lou Holtz, who had, as you know or should know, he was a coach at Notre Dame, among other schools. And he was a motivational speaker at the time. He did that. So he was our luncheon speaker. And it was a full house. There were many, many, many people. Afterwards, they said that he would take signature, or he would sign autographs, but he could only sign his name. He couldn't personalize it or do anything because there were so many people. Now, I'm not an autograph seeker, and I'm not a particularly big fan of Lou Holtz, but the fellow I was with at lunch went to Notre Dame and was. So we stood in line, and I had a program that I wanted him to sign, actually, for a client of mine. So we proceeded to walk up. Mr. Holtz took my program. He signed Lou Holtz. He looked me in the eye and he gave me the program back. And as I went to get it, he didn't let go. He looked at me and he pulled it back and he wrote something else on it. And then he gave it to me. So I left the line and looked at what he had written. He has lousy handwriting, but I figured he wrote "expect a miracle" next to his name. So he wrote "expect a miracle." That was on Thursday. The following Sunday was Easter. And we had our family over to our house. My mother-in-law didn't like to park in my driveway. She parked across the street, so I went out to help her. And at the time, we had a Dalmatian named Molly. And it was a beautiful day. I let Molly out while I helped my mother-in-law unload the car. I'm at the car, which is across the street, and all of a sudden I said, "Where's Molly?" I turned around. She was standing in the middle of the street just as a Dodge Ram pickup came and creamed her right in front of me, just ran right over her.
Little information. So okay.
I ran around and looked under the truck expecting to find this mangled dog, and I didn't. I went around to our front, the little area between the sidewalk and the street, and she was sitting there covered with blood. She was kind of shaking, but she was still with us. So we threw her in a car, took her to the emergency vet. The emergency vet took a look at her, came out like a half hour later, and said she's just got a couple of cuts and some bruises. She has no broken bones, no internal injuries. Otherwise, you know, she's going to be sore for a couple of days, and otherwise she'll be fine. So my wife looks at me and goes, you know, before I was speculating if I should buy lottery tickets or what have you, but she looked at me and said, well, that was your miracle. So that following Monday, I found out where Lou Holtz's office was in Florida, and I called because I wanted to tell him what had happened. He was still out of town. I spoke to his secretary, and I said, well, he was in Buffalo, and he gave a speech, and he wrote something on my program. And she said, did he write Expect a Miracle? And she goes, I go, yeah, that's exactly. I guess he does it all the time. And she goes, no, Coach Holtz is a very spiritual man, and every now and then he feels something, and typically something happens. And so that Expect a Miracle was my story, because otherwise that dog, I think, should have been completely killed by that truck.
Yeah, I mean, when you said you saw the dog get creamed by the truck, I was not expecting this to have a very happy outcome. Was your Dalmatian bilaterally deaf, unilaterally deaf? Did it have any deafness issues at all?
Oh, no. No, Molly was otherwise a very healthy and strong and alert dog. She just didn't listen to me when I told her to stay on the front lawn. So she ran out in front of the truck and got banged. And honest to God, I mean, I can't overemphasize, the truck was probably going 30 miles an hour. She must have run right out in front of it. He didn't brake until after I heard it hit her. And I figured that that was the end because he nailed her. But it wasn't.
Given a choice between Molly, was her name? Molly the Dalmatian?
Molly the Dalmatian.
Given a choice between Molly's life and a winning lottery ticket, which would you have preferred?
Well, beforehand, actually, when my wife said, well, here's your miracle, I said, well, I'd rather win the lottery. But I didn't really mean it because Molly meant a lot. As a matter of fact, when they heard the screech of the brakes and what have you, my daughter looked out from an upstairs window and saw me laying in front of the truck trying to find Molly. And she started screaming, Daddy's been run over by a truck. And we were all very fond of Molly. So I was glad that it turned out the way it did.
Okay, so, does this mean that Lou Holtz should become, like, should he be sainted by the Catholic Church? I mean, like to know. I just want to finish. When you talked with Lou Holtz's secretary, did she give you any other examples of the miracle predicting of Lou Holtz?
She did not give me any specific examples, and it's interesting. Her name was Daffy, as in Daffy Duck. I'm not sure it was spelled that way, and she had a very thick German accent. But when I did, I mean, she said Expect a Miracle, so I figured that was just something that he wrote a lot. But she said, no, not that often. And quite frankly, the way that we were instructed to only get a signature and that he handed it back, he looked at me and then he pulled it back. He wouldn't let go. So he felt something. He saw something.
That, I'll tell you, that is super cool. I mean, obviously everybody's heard the name Lou Holtz, aware of his Notre Dame career. I did not know that he was an inspirational speaker. I didn't know he did that. And I didn't know that he apparently had some ability to look into the seeds of time and see which will grow and which will not. And that's a really awesome story. And I'm sure there's a lot of other miracle stories out there that we're going to be hearing. Yep. I wonder, wouldn't it be awesome if we had three more calls from people saying, hey, I met Lou Holtz too, and he said, expect a miracle, and my cancer went into remission.
Well, the one thing I didn't mention is that his speech was all about making your own destiny and not waiting for other people to take care of you, to do it yourself. And, you know, create your own opportunity and this, that. So that's when he wrote Expect a Miracle. It ran completely counter to what he was talking about. So it really didn't make a lot of sense. But story.
I don't, you know what, with all, first of all, I love the story. And I love the way you told the story. Very linear fashion, easy to follow. Great communication skills you have, sir. I must commend you on that. You just went from point A to B to point C, and it's really a pleasure taking a call like yours. And I love the outcome of the story.
Yeah, she actually lived to be 16 years old, and for a 100-pound Dalmatian, the oldest Dalmatian on record was 17. So she managed, and that she died several years after the accident. So it had no ill effect on her.
And after you went to the emergency veterinary clinic and you sold your house and declared bankruptcy, everything was good.
It wasn't cheap, but it wasn't. It was a long time ago, so I'm sure things are far more expensive these days.
Well, look, you know what? I mean, here's the thing. In all fairness to the emergency veterinary clinic, I mean, it used to be Maine and Kensington, right? Is that the one you went to?
Yes, as a matter of fact, that's
right
exactly
off the 290,
we
and now it's on Genesee Street by Holtz.
Right.
Oddly enough, yes. Holtz.
And there you go.
Well, I'm just going to say, I mean, there's a lot of threads here that are going through this story, but if you think about it, in fairness to the emergency veterinary clinic, they have to have everything there. They have to have all of the diagnostic tools there. They have to have all the medicine there. They have to have all the surgical facilities there. And it's got to be staffed. You've got to have veterinarians there. So it is, look, if you love your pet, you should be happy that the emergency veterinary clinic is there. The downside is, and I don't know if they take pet insurance or not. Some people have pet insurance for their pets. I never had any for mine because apparently I have a miraculous touch when it comes to cats. But in any event, what a great story. And you know, basically, if you want the convenience and the peace of mind of knowing that there's an emergency veterinarian on call no matter when, except, of course, during the blizzard of 22, but nobody was anywhere,
yeah.
It's a good feeling. What a great story. What a great way to start off the show, man. Thank you so much.
Well, Happy New Year to you.
Well, yes, I plan on going out and being so ribald and intoxicated is not funny. Thank you very much.
All right.
I'll stick with being ribald, probably not intoxicated. Actually, this New Year's Eve is going to be a refreshing change. I'll put it that way. All right. Have you personally experienced a miracle? And I will say, now, I don't know what the ground clearance is on the truck that hit Molly the Dalmatian. I have no idea. I have no idea if at the last minute Molly was able to just get nicked the corner of her or part of her, or you know, whether the vehicle went directly over her. I don't think he does either because he was busy helping his mom. But that is a super cool story. And it is, I mean, that in itself is, I think, if it ain't miraculous, it's near miraculous. But the fact that it happened after Lou Holtz dragged the program back and said, expect a miracle, that is, that's, okay, stuff like that is amazing to me. It's almost like the shows, and I might even throw this into the mix today because we haven't done it in forever, and it used to be one of your favorite shows about coincidences, because I am amazed at the number of times, and I would not call this a miracle, okay, but the number of times you have not thought about somebody for years and years and years, and suddenly one day you think about this person, and then you log onto your computer, those of you who are on social media, and I have significantly reduced my presence on social media with the feeling being, if I don't write it, I can't get in trouble for it. But you see that they get in contact with you, and you would have no way of knowing that they were trying to get in contact with you. You just thought about this person. Next thing you know, they call you, or they send you a friend request, or whatever. And I find, you know, as far as social media goes, and by the way, there's another topic for you. As far as social media goes, I find social media personally to be a time vampire. I really do. And I have like what I call a placeholder page. I think I have two friends on the really on the placeholder page. It just, you know, it's so social media to me, it just got to be too dramatic, not productive, and frankly, if anybody really cares what I think or cares what I have to say, you get 4 hours every day, Monday through Friday from 2 until 6 right here on WBEN, the original social media of talk radio. So have you experienced a miracle? And I'm going to expand that because it kind of ties into it. There are two questions that I can use based on that excellent first phone call that we had during the program today. And here's one. Do you believe that there are really people in this world who can look into the future or look inside of you and know that something good is going to happen to you or something bad is going to happen to you? Do you believe there are people like that who have that sixth sense about people? It happens to me, but not on a regular basis, and there is no predicting it. And I wish I could say, well, it's every 4 months. It's every now and again. I'll get a really good feeling about something or someone, and I'll get a really bad feeling about something or someone. And usually they're right. Sometimes they're wrong. But I would say, as a general rule, for inside of yourself and your own brain, always trust your gut. Always use your intuition. Intuition is there for a reason. And I do believe in intuition. And I think a lot of people run into problems with intuition when they ignore their intuition. If your gut is telling you something, and you look, you might have comments on this, because I think we're going to call this a Weird Topic Friday. Anybody have any objection to that? Weird Topic Friday, where I talk about stuff that ordinarily I wouldn't do, but it's the last show of 2023, and everybody's already off celebrating the new year. So that's one. I mean, do you think that there are people who can basically look at you and say, expect a miracle, or look at you and think, hopefully they don't give voice to it, yeah, I see some bad things happening in your life? Because you don't want to hear that, right? Nobody likes to hear that. And here's the other weird topic, okay? You ready for this? It kind of ties into this whole miracle thing. Do you believe, and don't laugh, do you believe in angels? And I'm not talking necessarily about winged creatures flying around and it's a wonderful life and getting your wings, okay? Not talking about that, because if angels were that observable and that obvious, we wouldn't even have to ask the question, are there angels? Because people would be sending me pictures of, look, here's an angel I saw in Lackawanna. Oh, interesting. There is a story, I don't know if I have time to tell it right now, but I'll give you the Reader's Digest version. Toward the end of my father's life, he didn't have legs, and it was exceedingly difficult for my mother to get him into and out of their car. I mean, he couldn't really do too much himself because he didn't have legs. And if you don't have legs, you know how difficult the ordinary tasks like getting in and out of an automobile can be, especially if it's not, you know, equipped with what you would need to be more self-sufficient. But anyway, there was one day in a parking lot where something happened, like the wheelchair slipped, and the old man fell between the wheelchair and the car and was not in the seat. And from nowhere, and my mother, look, my mother is the type of woman literally who saw a ghost and does not believe in ghosts. She literally saw, I kid you not, at the Buffalo Zoo, the ghost of her recently deceased grandmother, watched it appear and then dematerialize, and she still does not believe that ghosts exist. That's my mother, okay? The ultimate skeptic. But the story is that as my father is there, stuck between the wheelchair and the automobile into which he was trying to enter, from out of nowhere, this woman came along and, like, almost with superhuman strength, was able to load my father into the car. Now, my mother turned around to thank her, and just as suddenly as she had appeared, she had disappeared. And I've always been intrigued by that story. Because my mom, she just ain't like that, okay? I mean, she doesn't, you know, she never went to a psychic in her life. She, you know, goes to church. Now she does it online. But she's just not that kind of a person. So we're going to continue these topics, which I happen to find fascinating. And I hope you do, too. At 803-0930, star 930, and 1-800-616-WBEN. Do you believe in miracles? Do you believe that there are people who can look at you and basically have a feeling about what's going to happen in your future? Do you believe that there are angels on this planet? And I'm not talking, like I said, about winged creatures in white flying around like Southwest Airlines. Ooh, wouldn't that be horrible? Horrible news today as an airliner collided with an angel. What would happen in that case? But 803-0930, star 930, and 1-800-616-WBEN. I mean, we've all heard of bird strikes, angel strikes. Thank God we've never heard of one of those. On News Radio 930 WBEN.